Maggie Motors tailgate rolling on here on 93.7 at KKRL. Nathan Lindsay, the head football coach with the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders, joining us ahead of this big matchup in the district with our Weave. Coach, appreciate you joining us here today, and congrats on a really nice start to the season.
Thanks, Jeff. It's been good. Pretty good season so far, so hopefully we can keep things going the way they are.
Coach, before we dive into tonight, I know you weren't here when this rivalry was huge back in the mid, 2010s, around 2015 to 2020. But you guys 4-4 against each other since 2007. Most of the games have been really balanced and competitive. What have you heard about it, and stuff from the people in town and from the kids about, this Arweva Coon Rapids Baird rivalry?
Just kind of like what you said, it's been a good rivalry. It's been a while since we've been in the same district, so I think it'll be good to kind of get that flowing back again with us being in the same district now. So I'm expecting a heck of a game from both sides, and I'm sure they'll probably travel a lot and pack the away stands. And then with homecoming over here, and then obviously another big game, I hope our crowd comes out and packs the stands.
You're excited about the homecoming. Sometimes you talk to coaches and they're a little leery because of what they consider to be, the fun things that need to be a part of it, but a little distraction sometimes for the guys. I get the sense that you don't feel like your group's going to be distracted at all.
I think it's just one of those that I've been spreading the message of, hey, we can have fun, but also we got to get stuff done this week. And then I think the kids are really focused on like, hey, this is a big game for us, not even this year, but just a big program game overall for CRB football. So I think they have kind of understood that, hey, we can have fun with the homecoming activities and whatnot, but then also come in and get work done this whole week of practice and then go out and do their thing on Friday.
For anybody not paying attention, this game really is a huge game in the district for both of you guys. A win here and you keep yourself right in the hunt, and kind of set yourself up for a big matchup with Audubon later in the season, maybe for the district championship. For Arweva, if they would win here, they keep themselves probably in the hunt for, at least a second place finish in the conference. So there's a lot riding on tonight's game besides rivalry and homecoming.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those big games, and I tell the kids to let us coaches worry about the whole district standings and stuff, but it's one of those, like you kind of said, it's hard not to look at it and then also look at the standings. So I think it just kind of ties into like, hey, they understand that, if we win this game Friday, then, our stuff's looking pretty good, and the stuff we talked about preseason and during the off season, just like the whole making playoffs and changing the culture in Coon Rapids and that stuff is going to start slowly falling into place if we take care of business on Friday. So again, I think the kids it's starting to open their eyes a little bit and just say, oh, like actually it's actually happening. Like we aren't talking about it anymore. It's actually here. And now it's up to them to go out and take care of business.
You and I were chatting during the commercial break here, and it's no secret for Arweva, their offense really has to begin and end with Wyatt Regaller. How do you feel like they're going to use him against you tonight, and what do you guys look to take away and defend?
Yeah, he's a heck of a ball player, heck of an athlete. Just seeing him compete last year and all the sports that he did, he's one of those awesome, talented guys. So it's not rocket science what they're going to do. They're going to try and get their best guy the ball. When they're on offense, they're going to get, move him around a little bit, create different angles for him to go downhill, and then also send as many lead blockers as they can to just get him out in green grass, because he doesn't need a huge hole to hit to, make a positive play happen. So defensively, we definitely have to contain him and just almost gang tackle, because he's shifty like our guy that we got with Caden and also Ethan, so he can make people miss if we're one-on-one. But I think if we do a good job of just gang tackling and also containing him, I think we'll be okay.
Grant Wilkin had his best game at quarterback last week for Arweva, having to take over for Jonathan Rieselman, who is injured in that first game of the year. What does he add to the offense? Is that anything you guys concern yourselves with?
Yeah, he's in the film I've been watching and we've been watching. He's been getting better ever since he's been thrown into that new spot. So it's just another guy under the list that we got to, do our job and you know, check and make sure, like, we can't just solely focus on Wyatt Regalla, because I mean, he's just as good of an athlete to, you know, maybe hurt us in ways that Wyatt can't. Or if we focus solely on Wyatt, then, you know, that's when those other guys kind of step up and burn us a little bit. So hopefully this week we do a good job of focusing on, like, hey, this team's overall is a very good team, and it's not just a one-man show. Like, they've got 8 guys out there that can get the job done. So
you mentioned your 2 guys in the backfield with Caden Oswald and Ethan Bauer. Caden's got 588 yards, 13 touchdowns. Ethan, coming off that huge game last week against Griswold, has ran for 366 with 10 touchdowns. So that makes those guys pretty hard to defend. What have you seen from them, and how do they work so well together in the backfield? And then what do you think Arweva's got to do, or going to try and do, to maybe, you know, slow down that duo?
Yeah, those two have been great to work with all year, especially with this new offense that we installed in August. Those two, you know, picked it up right away and have been just learning and adapting and just rolling with everything. They've been talking to me a lot about everything. And so it's just been fun to watch them just go out and play. There's not a whole lot of thinking. Like, they know where to go and where their angle is and what to read and all that stuff. But balance-wise, it's been pretty good. You know, they've each had turns of having big games, but then we've had a game where they both kind of had that big game and kept us in the game. So deep on the defensive side, like, if we were to scout for us, I don't know. I mean, I think I would definitely just try and contain the run in general, which I'm going to assume is what Arweva is going to do, make us throw it, which we're more than welcome to do it. We can throw it. We have plenty of playmakers on the outside that we can throw it. Like, we aren't just one dimensional. We can still throw it. So I'm excited to see what Arweva throws at us defensively, but it's nothing we can't handle.
Coach, you mentioned that, you know, how have you seen the pass game develop this year?
Yeah, it's been coming along. Caden and then Tucker Lewis have came in and been throwing and working every day in practice. Our receivers are starting to get it, you know, really figuring out the concept, more so just the play names and what it is. It's just they're starting to understand that concept, that football IQ of what the purpose of the routes are and stuff, which is good. And it's just, again, it's not a whole lot of thinking out there. It's just running, and they're starting to really figure out, hey, it is a lot of one-on-ones, and if I beat my guy, then I'm probably going to get the ball, or, you know, maybe not that play, but maybe the next play. So it's been good. I think it's going to – we haven't been up to our full potential yet, but it's coming. I think we're almost there.
What's the keys for you guys to win the game tonight?
Yeah, I definitely think the main key, and I tell the guys every week, every day in practice, is we just have to go out and do our job. Us coaches, throughout the whole week, it's our job to put them in positions to succeed. So then that way Friday they can go out and just do their job and trust the scheme and what's going on. And just go play football. Don't have to think a whole lot, do their job, and you know, the rest of everything takes care of itself. A good game like this with Arweva, there's going to be stuff that doesn't go our way, and we just have to handle it and respond to it. I think that would be the other big key to the game is, hey, how are we going to handle stuff when it doesn't go our way? Maybe for the first quarter again, or maybe it'll come in the second half. Like, whatever adversity gets thrown our way, we just have to handle it well.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here in the Mackey Motors tailgate. Wish you the best of luck after the game, and I know KC will look forward to coming down on the field afterwards and catching up with you for the scoreboard show.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Nathan Lindsay again with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. We'll step away, take a break. KC Miners with the broadcast, and the Mackey Motors tailgate rolls on here on 93.7 KKRL.